Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
This is a victory for the process. Due process won today, not George Santos.
A House vote to expel Congressman George Santos fell far short of the two-thirds needed. Fellow New York Republicans pushed for his removal after Santos was indicted for stealing identities and credit card details of campaign donors. That, on top of previous charges of financial crimes. Santos continues to maintain his innocence and says he'll serve his Long Island district until the people don't want him. But that's already the case. The community group Concerned Citizens of NY03 backed his expulsion. Group member Kim Kaiserman says some GOP representatives voted to keep him to protect their narrow majority, putting it before the people in his district.
It's, I think, cynical and corrosive of democracy to say that preserving one vote is worth more than the representation that more than 700,000 people have the right to enjoy in their government.
The House Ethics Committee expects to release the results of an investigation into Santos in 2 weeks. The White House is calling on Israel to pause its Gaza attacks to allow for the release of hostages. Israel has opposed that, arguing it would allow Hamas to recover. But critics here and abroad charge Israel is committing genocide and say there needs to be a full ceasefire, not just a pause. The Democratic Senate leader, Dick Durbin of Illinois, is calling for a long-term peace deal.
Whatever the rationale from the beginning, it has now reached an intolerable level. We need to have a resolution in the Middle East that gives some promise for the future.
Under new Speaker Mike Johnson, House Republicans have passed a standalone $14 billion Israel aid package, but Senate leaders say they won't take it up, and President Joe Biden has vowed to veto it if it reaches his desk. House Republicans are still considering the President Biden impeachment inquiry in spite of legal experts testifying there is no basis for it. Speaker Johnson insists they're just pursuing the truth.
We have to follow due process and we have to follow the law. That means following our obligation under the Constitution and doing appropriate investigations in the right way, at the right pace, so that the evidence comes in and we follow the evidence where it leads. We follow the truth where it leads.
Senators from both parties and on both sides of the abortion debate are voicing increasing frustration with Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville's hold on hundreds of military promotions. Tuberville says it's in response to a Pentagon personnel policy covering abortion and says he won't relent in spite of 9 months of pressure.
I cannot simply sit idly by while the Biden administration injects politics in our military, from the White House, and spends taxpayers' dollars on abortion.
The Senate confirmed three top military officers Thursday, including the first female member of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and debate included unusually angry remarks by Tuberville's fellow Republicans. I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.